And Sarah said to Abram, Behold now, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go in to my servant. It may be that I shall obtain children by her. And Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah. Genesis chapter 16, verse 2. Welcome to Bible Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Thanks for listening. My question for you today is, are you as a married Christian man or woman tired of waiting on the Lord? That is, are you tired of waiting for something special that the Lord has in store for you? Something you have prayed about that is near and dear to your heart, like having a child. That has to be something heartbreaking and somewhat emotionally painfully for barren couples. Which leads to the actions that Abraham and Sarah did in Genesis 16. They took their matters of reproduction health into their own hands through the use of a surrogate, for which, in ancient societies, the use of surrogate mothers through the compulsion of servants or slaves by more wealthy families was not uncommon. And so, couples today will utilize alternate plans as a means of childbirth. However, today's devotional is not to discuss the Christian ethics of surrogacy. It is to highlight a warning about being impatient with God and working in a manner to make your miracle come true independent of God's plans and outside of His holy scriptures. And this is where Abraham and Sarah's example here in Genesis chapter 16 is an example for Christian couples to ponder about. To meditate on before making rash decisions as a couple in regards to a family planning. Now, why was Abraham and Sarah being impatient? And how is that a warning? Because one can argue that. Sarah was just utilizing the fertility customs of her time. She was just doing what other ancient wealthy families did with their females, slaves, utilize them to produce children for their master. However, it was wrong because Abraham and Sarah were set apart. They were the first family of faith, and their choice was wrong because God had already given Abraham His holy word in the previous chapter, see chapter 15. Also, Abraham and God performed a ceremony to ratify their covenant relationship. Therefore, Abraham was wrong to act on Sarah's plan. Abraham was supposed to continue to rely on his faith in God's plan for his life. There are many lessons that we can learn here. First, among them is that when Christians who know God's word are presented with other plans for their life that run contrary to God's word, then they should resist. Most likely, these plans are born out of an impatient mind and heart, one that is not in obedience with the word of God. Well, I would like to thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode, then share it with a friend. Goodbye.